All right, there, Eds. It's the Pro View, another Pro View with our resident pro TV's Stephen Warnock. I've also got the Anfield Rap Paul Cope.
Incredible.
And me. Yeah, I mean, you are TV's Stephen Warnock now, lad. You're never off anything. You know what I mean? Sky, BBC. Even when I go on my Black Sky and watch the footy on the foreign channels, you're on that as well.
Yeah, but I'm not on it. I'm not the face. I'm behind the scenes. I'm the voice.
Lad, we're made up for you when you mess it. Do you know what I mean? It is good. It is good that you've gone on to bigger and better things.
I've heard Lineker shitting himself.
What, from Robbo?
Absolutely
Robbo's after his job.
Unless they change like what words are allowed to be used on TV, I don't think there's any hope of me getting a job anytime soon. Anyway, in this particular edition of the Pro View, we thought we would talk about what it feels like to be part of a club when you know things are going to be refreshed, when you know things are going to change, and when you know maybe someone's going to come in your position. I say all this because Ibrahima Konaté has been linked heavily to Liverpool last couple of days. Liverpool, of course, are seventh in the league. They've lost 9 this year alone, so it's not unfair to be that the management might be looking at something different. But see, what's that like? Because, you know, there is lots of talk of change, lots of talk of another centre-half coming in. You know, even talk around Mo Salah, because he's done another interview with a press that isn't English, another interview when he's away, and another interview where he has a little sniff about playing in La Liga. So all of this uncertainty that kicks around, what's that like when you're a pro and when it affects your position?
I think that's the big thing. When it affects your position, it's like, am I going to be number one or is he coming in as backup? Listen, I've played both roles. I've been at Liverpool when I've probably been backup and not being one of the players who's really the number one in that position. Then I've gone to Blackburn and I've pushed someone else out. And you do feel bad, but they think, well, I need to play. I can't be worrying about someone else. And then when I signed, they signed at Blackburn. They signed someone else straight away, another left back. And I remember thinking, hang about. What's going on here? But it pushed me. It did put me on the edge of my seat a little bit, thinking I've got to perform every day in training, make sure that I'm at my best. It made me diet properly. It made me work properly. It made me hungry. So from that side of things, it worked. You can get your nose pushed out a little bit. You do feel a little bit frustrated. I think when you're in the squad and it's not your position, it depends how you are with that player, your relationship, whose position perhaps is going to be taken. You've got to chat to them. This is a challenge for you. How do you feel about it? Do you feel like your nose is being pushed out? What's your reaction to it? So you've got to sort of take that into consideration. There'll be a few players as well going, we need someone in that position.